We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a nice day. You know, it's a little bit on the cool side, 20-some-odd degrees in Kennebunk, where I live. But, you know, it's February, and we'll get through it. And so far, we've been very, very lucky in the New England states. I wish the mountains would get a lot of snow and, you know, keep them happy. But they're able to make it. So, you know, if you're a skier, head up north, enjoy it while you can, because you'll be digging in the ground before you know it. Those of you that are gardeners, if you do have a rototiller or any kind of power equipment for your garden, you may want to think of maybe starting it, running it, see how it's going to go. And that way, if you have problems starting your rototiller, you can bring it to your power equipment now, not wait until April comes, and then you try and start it, it won't start, and then you bring it, and there's a 3-week wait. I can do that for my lawnmower. I wait until the day I have to use it, and sometimes it doesn't always start the first try. So it has to go to the shop, and then I'm delayed 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, it's a nice day. You've got Monday off with the holiday. Be a good idea to maybe just run it for a few minutes and see what happens. And remember, today is Valentine's Day. And it doesn't have to be roses. Carnations, alsemaria, lilies. Lilies are absolutely gorgeous. There's beautiful flowers out there, you know, and you don't have to spend $100 for flowers. My wife was watching The View this week, and I just happened to walk by when she was watching it, and Whoopi Goldberg had a friend that brought in some unusual things, and there's a company, oh, I forget what country they're from, but from, I think they were from Ecuador, and they sell roses, and they come 6-foot-long stems, absolutely gorgeous. But they were like $25 a stem. Absolutely gorgeous. You can buy small stem roses. They're going to be less money than long stems. They'll serve the same purpose. But beautiful carnations, alsemaria, hybrid lilies, great tropical plants. Or you can do a potted plant. There's some beautiful potted plants at this time of the year. And if you receive our email newsletter, one of them I talked about this week, called the Cineraria. It's a plant that grows about, 12 inches wide, 12 inches tall, beautiful heart-shaped leaves with a little bit of fuzz on it, and it produces clusters of daisies, white, pink, red, purple, lavender, a lot of them with bicolors, with white bands in the petals, and that's a plant that will bloom on your kitchen table or on the coffee table for 4 or 5 weeks if you pick it so that there's still a lot of buds coming on it. Roses will last you a week or two. So, you know, think about a potted plant. You can also buy potted roses, little miniature roses, and they'll do well as long as you don't get the leaves wet. So when you water them, put the water directly to the container and not on the foliage. If you wet the leaves of roses, you're going to develop powdery mildew. And that's the same thing with outside. You never water roses overhead with a sprinkler. Otherwise, you're asking for problems. Our phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bob on the line, who's calling about a bulb.
Good morning,
Bob. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Your cheery notes about it. Winter's going to end. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Paul, I don't know very much about plants, but during the holidays, early before Christmas, I went to a thing called a Yankee swap. I mean, that old drive me crazy. And I came home with a box about 6 or 7 inches square with a big fat bulb in it, I think. It's called an amaryllis.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a plastic pot in there with some brown sawdust, and I put the bulb in there, and, well, by golly, I've got this thing about a foot and a half tall, three stems with two beautiful crimson-colored
flowers on there?
Trumpet-shaped flowers.
Right.
And it's absolutely beautiful. But I know they're not going to last forever, even though I water it and put a little bit of Miracle-Gro in there and so on. I know they're going to die. What do I do with that thing?
Okay.
Do I just throw it away?
No. Amaryllis is a plant that will come back year after year. But this is what you've got to do, Bob. The bulb looks like a light bulb. It's in the shape of a light bulb, big fat on the bottom, coming to a neck on top,
right.
And your flower stem comes out, and then you probably should have coming big leaves that look like straps.
Right.
Okay? When the flowering finishes, and this should bloom for about 3 weeks, when the flowers finish, take a sharp knife and cut the stem as close to the leaves as possible. When it's all done blooming, then what I would do, you need to give this plant some time. If you could get yourself a bigger pot, something about 8 inches in diameter, get some real potting soil, real dirt-type potting soil, and repot it into a larger container. Keep it near a brightly lit window. Doesn't have to be full sun, but someplace where it's going to get good light all day. When the threat of frost is over and you're planting your tomatoes, you can do this two ways. You can take the plant out of the pot and plant it right in the garden with your tomatoes or your impatiens or petunias and grow it in your yard until the kids go back to school in September, or leave it in this 8-inch pot. Put it on your deck, on your porch, where it's going to get plenty of light. And when the kids go back to school, you bring that container in, you put it on the floor in your basement, and you say to the plant, good night. And just forget that it's there. The leaves will go from green to pale green to yellow to brown. And then you're going to take a knife, and you're going to cut it off, get all of the dead stuff off. But you leave it alone, and you do not water. And then after Christmas, you bring it back upstairs, you add water, and it'll come back to life for you.
If you plant it, then
you start all over again. If you plant it in your garden, when the kids go to school, dig it up, shake off the soil, bring it in your basement, and put it in a cardboard box that you would get, you know, 4 6-packs of tonic in, and just let it dry the same way. Cut off all of the faded foliage and let it stay cool in your basement. And then after Christmas, when you need a sign of life, then you could repot it in a good-sized container, and you're ready to go. But the secret is, this is a plant that's a native plant to South Africa. and they need a lot of sun, and they need a long growing season. And where a lot of gardeners go wrong is when it gets done blooming, they put it in the cellar. But it needs time to rebuild the energy that it took to make those big, big bulbs.
Yeah.
And when it's outside, feed it. Every time you feed your tomatoes, give it some food, and the bulb will get bigger. And next year, instead of having one stalk, could have even two or three stalks.
Excellent. It's just beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the main thing is keep it cool, because if you put it in a south-facing window where it gets really, really hot, it's going to bloom faster, and that means you'll have less time to enjoy it. So like a north window where it gets plenty of light, an east or a west, but keep it out of a south-facing window. And the same thing if you're buying roses today. If you take those potted roses and you put them on a table with a south-facing window, when the sunlight comes through that glass, it's going to be warm, and it's going to make the roses bloom quicker. The other thing that you want to do when you buy roses for Valentine's Day, which is today, by the way, every morning, put a handful of ice cubes in it. The ice cubes will cool the water, and that will slow down the growth and the opening of the rose. Jared, who's up next?
Oh, hitting a break.
Oh, we're coming on a break. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Call right now. Talk with Jared, and we'll get you set up so that we can help you with your garden. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain, having having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We had a couple of callers, Jared was telling me, that called in, wanted some information about that grass seed I was telling you earlier on. The name of the company is Wildflower Farm, and they are out of Coldwater, Ontario. And they raise the seed right there. So if it can grow in Coldwater, Ontario, think what it would do in your yard. But the website is www.wildflowerfarm.com. And it'll give you some information about this. It's called Eco Lawn, E-C-O-L-A-W-N. And it's a variety of fescues, and believe me, it's going to less mowing, less water, less fertilizer, almost a maintenance-free type yard. But if you get a minute, go to their website, wildflowerfarm.com, and again, they're in Coldwater, Ontario. Also, today is the last day, and with Valentine's Day, maybe a good thing for you guys to do. It is the last day of the Orchid Show at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua. And it's very easy to get to. If you go up Route 3, which is the Everett Turnpike, when you get into New Hampshire, it's Exit 1. And it's right off the exit. You'll see the building. It's less than a mile away. Admission is $10. Now, if you get there between 8 and 9, and you have a camera with a tripod, you can take pictures for free. The general public is allowed in from 9 until 4, and they'll have all kinds of workshops going on how not to kill an orchid is one of them. And there's also some workshops on repotting or mounting orchids, all kinds of things going on. So if you want to do something fun, there's 25 different orchid growers there selling products, pots, soils, and so forth. 9 o'clock until 4, 8 to 9, photographers can go in with tripods, and that's free. And all kinds of things going on. So may want to think about doing that. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Marge on the line, who's calling about sweet potatoes.
Marge, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day, Paul.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you. For the past couple of years, I've had trouble with my sweet potatoes. They come out more like fingerlings. I can't get any good size. I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I'll tell you. I grew some sweet potatoes 2 years ago. And it's a vine. It runs all over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I got ready to dig, and they were all like little fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how are you supposed to eat these things? You know, by the time you get done peeling them, there's nothing left to them.
Right.
So I talked to a friend of mine, and he had been growing it for the last few years. And I said, well, if you can grow them, then I can too. But just it was something that I've never really tried before. So he said, this is what you've got to do. As the plant runs on the ground, the stems will root. And once they root, they'll make potatoes where the vine roots. So he said, what he does is once a week when he goes in the garden, he'll take his hand and he'll lift up the vines so that all the energy stays where the plant comes out of the ground. I did that last year. What a difference. I had potatoes the size of my fists.
Oh, wow.
And they were absolutely beautiful. But you have to go in the garden, and if the plant starts to root, pull it out of the ground and only allow it to produce roots right where the plant is initially put into the ground. So keep the vine as a vine and never allow it to root. So I made some calls to a company in, I think, South Carolina or North Carolina that I found on the Internet that sells sweet potatoes, and I told them this, and they said, you live in New England. Your season is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that you have to do it. If you live down south, where a lot of the sweet potatoes grow, we have a much longer growing season, and we do not have to touch the vines. But where you are, your soil is colder, your season is shorter, and you've got to force all the energy right where the plant is initially put in. So you try that. I'll tell you, my potatoes increased 5 times in diameter.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dan on the line, who's calling with a problem with his plum tree.
Okay. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Come on, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. And yourself?
Good. I have two purple plum. I think they're ornamental trees. And I have a problem with, I believe it's a black cork disease, and it's spreading from one to the other. The first one is pretty devastated.
Is it like a growth around the stem?
Like a fungus that shows up in almost all over the, you know, all over the branches and even on the trunk.
Yeah. And it's like a dried up prune wrapped around the stem.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Well, once the plant gets it, you've got a problem. And the thing is, if you allow the new growth to develop in the spring, it will produce spores that will blow around the air. So if you got it on one, it's eventually going to spread to the other one. And this growth...
Okay. It took about 2 years for it to go from one to the other.
Yeah. The problem is, once it gets inside the plant, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do. In early stages, the best thing to do is to take a pair of pruners, dip your pruners, the blades, into rubbing alcohol or Clorox bleach, and go in front of the growth about 3 inches, make a cut, remove it, and then destroy it. And then when you make your next cut, go back into the Clorox, so that way if there were any of the spores on your blade, you're not going to spread it. So you cut, you dip. You cut, you dip. You can use, use some fertilizer to help to keep the plant strong. That will help a great deal. But the tree that's really, really bad, I really think that if you want to save the other tree, if it's just a little bit on the other tree, I would consider removing that tree totally. And I would try a different variety of tree, because the original tree has got it. And there could be some of the spores in the ground or on the ground. The new tree is just beginning to get the problem. So it's just a matter of time before the big tree totally dies, because this growth will grow around the stem, squeezing it like a girdle. And eventually, from where the growth is to the tip of the branch, it's squeezing and preventing water from getting up there. So, you know, clean it up. There's no cure other than removing the infection. And there's no fungicide that's really going to work on this. It's something that once the plant gets it, if you can keep it clean, you'll prevent it from spreading, but it will always be in there. So it takes continuous cleaning to preventing it. Feed it to try and keep it healthy. Give it extra water when the ground gets dry and it gets really hot. And try and keep the foliage dry. So you have to avoid sprinklers that are going to hit the leaves. Because if you have spores on the stems where the stem cracks, the moisture will wash it, we'll say, down the stem 3 or 4 inches. And when it gets into a crack in the bark, it's going to re-enter the plant and you'll have that problem. But in the future, when the plants go, don't put the same kind of plant in there. I know it's a beautiful tree. I have 3 purple leaf plums that I have in my yard. My dad had one at his house. It grew to be 4 inches in diameter, and then all of a sudden 1 year it developed, and within 3 years he had lost the tree. So great foliage, great flowers. It is prone to that. Just feed it really on a regular basis, water when it's hot and dry, and keep removing the new growths. Good luck, Dan. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dawn on the line, who's got some questions about putting in a new lawn.
Okay, Dawn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
I'm in the process of having all my trees taken down. I'm about 40 on my lot. Great big pine trees. And we never had to get grass to grow that well. And it was kind of shady and lots of acid, I guess, from the pine trees.
Right.
Anyway, we're taking down the trees and pulling all the stumps, and we want to put a lawn in part of the lot. This is curious as to what the step should be in terms of how much how long should you put down? And should okay. they be rolled? Should the lawn be rolled after they put it down?
Okay. What you're going to need to do is to have them come in there and take down the trees. And then either dig up the stumps or grind them so that they go below the soil line.
Right.
And then because of the weight of all of the trucks in there, what I would suggest that you do is either yourself rent a rototiller and till the whole area. I know where I live in Kennebunk at the local general store, there's like a bulletin board, and there's always somebody that has a little business card that says, rototilling your garden in the springtime. Go and get those numbers and, you know, have them give you a price to rototill the area, because if the soil is really compacted, you're going to have problems growing grass. You should have about 5 to 6 inches. Of course, the more loam you have, the less watering you're going to have to do, and the easier it's going to be. But you should have at least 4 inches of good topsoil. And it doesn't matter
rolled,
if it's sandy.
Is that rolled to 4 inches or just settled to 4 inches?
You should have four inches. So when the people come in to rototill, they'll rototill to a depth of about 6 inches. So you'll be able to tell how thick the loam is. But they're going to have to rototill. They're going to have to rake it and get it nice and level, and then roll it to get all of the holes so that you'll be able to see them. And then you're going to rake it again to fill in all of those low spots. And then you would put down grass seed and fertilizer and, you know, start from scratch. Now, there's a lot of different blends, and it's going to depend on your soil and the exposure. The grass seed that I've had very, very good results for a good general purpose lawn is the Jonathan Green Black Beauty, which is has a lot of tall fescue. Tall fescue will grow to a depth of almost 3 feet into the ground and requires less. It's called Black Beauty, and the name of the company is Jonathan Green. You can find him in a lot of the garden centers and nurseries near you. And, I mean, you could also try this new grass seed from the Wildflower Farm. It's not available in a lot of garden centers just yet. It's brand new, but it's something that is very good. It's called EcoLawn. And if you go on the Internet, just go to www.wildflowerfarm.com. And the Jonathan Green Black Beauty, again, a lot of the garden centers sell it. It's a medium width of the blade, while the Wildflower Farm is a very thin blade. But both of these blends are very, very good. They'll take a lot less food, a lot less water to grow. And when you get into periods of July and August when there's no rain and it's hot out, hopefully we'll have that this year, because of the root system of both these blends of seeds, you'll have much better results. If you use sod, and a lot of people do, it has bluegrass, and bluegrass requires a lot of water, a lot of maintenance. And I've always found that a grass that you start by seed seems to require a lot less work than if you buy instant lawn, because the plant grows, it establishes itself, it's accustomed how you take care of it, while when you buy sod, it's pampered. It's getting the water at the right time, the right amounts, fungicides, insecticides. You grow them by seed. You get to train it the way you want it to grow. Thank you, Dawn. You got a lot of work ahead of you. And, you know, if the ground is frozen now and you can get these guys in there, to be a lot less damage, and that would mean a lot less rototilling. Give it a try. And they usually charge less at this time of the year than they will during April and May when they're busy, busy, busy. And ask them that and get prices from two or three different companies. Don't just go to the first one. Get prices from two or three. The other thing is make sure that they have insurance. Because if a tree comes down on top of the house and they're not covered, what do you do? So they need insurance. And go to your local nursery. And, you know, if you're dealing with people in the nursery on a regular basis, maybe they can recommend somebody that will do a good job. But usually, this time of the year, because it's easier for them and they're not as busy, they give you a better price. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bill on the line who's calling about poinsettias.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Back in November, we bought about a dozen poinsettias at one of the big box stores for 99 cents, and they still look great today. How long will they last? Will they come back next year? Anything we should be doing to them?
Okay. The thing you want to do is when it's safe to put your tomatoes out, your impatiens out, then what you want to do is to take this poinsettia, repot it in a container 2 to 4 inches larger than it's in now, and then you're going to put it outside, put some Osmocote fertilizer, the little pellets of time-release fertilizer in it, so that way every time it rains when the plant's outside or every time you water, it'll get fed. But then once you have it repotted and you put it outside, cut the plant in half. So if it's 15 inches tall, cut it back to about 7 inches. And what's going to happen is the dormant buds on the lower part of those branches are going to break. And when they break, they'll make brand new branches. If you don't prune it back, the stems that are there now, the new growth will come from them, and you're going to end up with a tall, skinny plant. So by cutting it back, you encourage a lot of growth from the base. You get stronger crotches so that the weight of the flower doesn't pull the branch down and then it breaks. But I've done this for years, and you end up with plants that are just humongous. You get more flowers. Instead of it really being big, big blooms on individual stems, you'll get more stems, more flowers. They're smaller, but the plant is covered with them. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparrott.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparrott.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparrott.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold six 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make two wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Coming up at 8:30, we are going to talk with Chuck Carberry. He is the show manager for the Rhode Island Flower Show. And that's going to start next week, the 18th through the 21st. And so don't go anywhere. Remember, 8:30, Chuck Carberry from the Rhode Island Flower Show. And he'll tell you what to expect, and it's supposed to be one of the best shows that they've had in a long, long time. So we're really excited about that. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Virginia on the line, who's calling about Eclivia.
Virginia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have had a Eclivia plant for you don't know how many years, and I have never got a flower on it.
Have you ever repotted it, Virginia?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I have separated. They have grown so that I've separated the plant and put some in another pot. And I now have two and never had a flower.
Okay. The one thing that I found out about clivias a long, long time ago, I used to work at a greenhouse in Scituate, Mass, called Kennedy's Country Gardens. And we used to buy in clivia plants in the spring. They came to us bare root. We would pot them up and grow them into the in our greenhouses for about 2 months, and then we would bring them out, and the darn things would flower. And like you, people would come back and they'd say, you know, we bought it and it was in bloom. We can't get it to flower anymore. So I talked to the salesman, and the salesman said, clivia will not bloom until it is pot-bound. I mean,
oh,
I said,
okay.
Well, what do you mean by pot-bound? He said, when you can almost see that the plastic pot is changing shape, or that the plant is beginning to lift out of the pot, that is when it's going to bloom. It's a plant that if it's got plenty of room to grow, it's going to grow. Once it feels that it's restricted and it just can't grow anymore, it begins to flower. So keep feeding it, keep giving it the love that you have. You know, put it outside during the summer months to help it grow even more. But the main thing is try not to repot it, because once it feels tight and it feels confined in that pot, then it will begin to blossom for you. And that's why I asked you if you had repotted it lately.
Yeah.
I have one at the house.
Well, it's got a lot to grow then where I've repotted it, so it'll be probably a few more years.
Yeah. So just have some patience. You know, this time of the year, if you can put that clivia in right in front of a sunny window, that's going to help.
Uh-huh.
If you treat it good and, you know, take care of it, it will in time flower for you. But I know it is frustrating. It's got beautiful orange trumpet flowers. And it's something that you look forward to, but from everything that I've been told on the clivia, it needs to be confined. It needs to be tight in that root ball, and then it will bloom by itself.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Virginia. You have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and enjoy the holiday, President's Day, coming up on Monday. For those of you that are just joining us and you haven't heard about our newsletter, we have an email newsletter that will come to you every single Thursday. So if you haven't signed up for it, it's real easy. Just go on your computer and write paulparent.com. When the front page of my website comes in, at the very bottom, you're going to see email newsletter. Put in your email address, hit submit. I can't do it for you, because if I enter it for you, it will go in as spam. You have to enter it yourself, and every Thursday, they'll send you a free email newsletter. This week, we talked about cineraria, a blooming plant for this time of the year, how to grow blueberries, high bush and low bush blueberries, a flowering tree called hawthorn, and a great flowering shrub called carrier. It blooms when the forsythia finishes, and it grows in the shade.